Okay, so thank you guys for accommodating my schedule today. We are learning today the topic of dira, having a proper dwelling place, a place to live. And I know many people are considering their options these days of places to live, so this is very apropos. The learning today is always Shabbos, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 555. He says, how careful a person has to be with where you live. So the first concept he's going to talk about is who you should live near. What type of people should you live near? And he says, you should always live near a Rebbe. Let's say you can't, for whatever reason, live right near your Rebbe. So then at the very least, live near a Talmid Chacham, someone who will be a positive influence on you. At the very least, if you can't get a Talmid Chacham, then at the very least get a proper person. He says it's like walking into a perfume store. Some of the aroma is going to rub off on you. So if you're living next to a proper person and you're associating with them, let's say you go to visit them from time to time, and you talk to them, you schmooze with them, it's going to rub off on you. Some of their actions, some of the way that they act, is definitely going to have some impact on you, whether you intend for it to or not. Don't live near a wicked person, because that's like living next to naphtha, or living next to some foul-smelling odor, where that's also going to have a bad stench. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Because it's not pshat that, on the one hand, you would say, when Israel does a target surgical strike, so you do a surgical strike, let's say on a house. Now, if you happen to live next door to the terrorist, so you would say, you know what, you live next door to the terrorist, they did a surgical strike, they tried their best, but your foundations came down and Nebuchadnezzar, your house came down. Why? So you say, wrong place, wrong time. But it's more than that. It's not just wrong place, wrong time. What we're saying now, is that by being associating with him, you're going to learn from him. You are going to be pulled into the things that he's busy with. You're going to see him outside. You're going to see the way he acts. He's going to schmooze with you. You're going to hang out with him. You're going to start going places with him. And it's going to have an impact on you. That's Oyla Rasha Oyla Shechena. More than just, I happen to be living next to a terrorist. No, it's more than that. He's going to have an impact on you, and your actions are going to follow him. He says, Rak. But here's the point. It's not just about, okay, so I can do what I want as long as I live next to the Rav. No, Rak. You have to associate with him. You have to hang out with the Rav so that you learn from his ways. If you're going to live next to the Rav, but you're going to do the same rishis, the same averis that you did previously, then better that you don't live next to him, because now you're going to get a double punishment. You're going to get punished double. First of all, for your own failing, which you would have had anyway. But secondly, for your failing to learn. You had a beautiful, shining example in front of you and you failed to learn. So if you're going to associate with the Talmid Chacham or the Tzaddik and you're going to learn how to be a better person, so yeah, Chanami, go and move and live near them. But if you're going to do the same old things, then it's better that you live in a dingy neighborhood where other people are Ivrei Aveira, and you don't lose that opportunity. You don't miss out, rather, on that opportunity, because you're going to be punished not just for the Avera, but for missing out on the opportunity to be influenced positively. That is concept number one. Concept number two of this topic is he's going to talk about what about living in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz. He says, V'gam, I'm on the top of page 556. V'gam ba'arim, when it comes to cities, Yivchar Adam be'ezah ir yadur, a person should choose carefully which city to live, Kasher kasavti b'makom acher, like he wrote in Galus, in the topic of Galus. U'b'prah lodur be'eretz Yisrael, right? Over there he talked about, should you live in the Yishma'elim? Should you live in the Christian lands? We talked about that in Galus. But here he's talking about, V'prah lodur be'eretz Yisrael, Shari Amra, Adar be'eretz Yisrael, D'mi she'esh le'elekah. that a person should ideally try to live in Eretz Yisrael, because a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael is considered like he has a God. Now, it doesn't mean that someone who lives outside Eretz Yisrael is an apikayras, chas v'shalom. We're not saying that at all. But what we are saying is that there are mitzvahs tluyas baretz. There are several mitzvahs that are specifically dependent on Eretz Yisrael. And you are losing out by living in Chutz La'aretz. So if all things are equal, and again, I'm going to keep coming back to that, all things being equal, you can have the equal parnasa, you can have the equal upbringing for your children, you can have equal health, everything else is equal, there's no question that a person has to move to Eretz Yisrael, because there's mitzvahs there that you're basically saying, I don't care about. And it's well known, that Yerushalayim has higher sanctity, higher kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Someone who his soul desires it and he exerts himself to live in our land, should choose the best. Meaning, if you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, then move to Yerushalayim already. Move there, move to Yerushalayim, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. Imloy, unless you think, here is the key words, and this is the reason why we're living in America. Unless a person thinks that in another city outside of Yerushalayim, meaning here he's talking first about another city in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to do greater avodas Hashem, she'oz afilu yeshivas chutz la'aretz toivam yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. There, even living in chutz la'aretz is better than living in Eretz Yisrael. If your avodas Hashem will suffer as a result, then don't move. He's that kol adam. This is the whole purpose of a person. She'yavod as boyrei to serve your Creator. Avodah shleim avodah tama, in a complete and wholesome way. So here's the point. The point is, where should a person live? Wherever you will have the greatest success in Avodas Hashem. All things equal, go to Eretz Yisrael. You'll have a special, you'll be able to be more successful. There'll be a special Siyata Dishmaya that you'll have in Eretz Yisrael. Plus, you'll have all the mitzvahs Tuyas Baretz. But short of that, and again, for most people, that's not the case. It's not all things being equal. We have children that it might be difficult for. We have parnasa that we can't just pick up and move to it. So we have health reasons that maybe we can't do it, financial reasons. So there's a lot of reasons why we can't necessarily do it. So therefore, if our Avodas Hashem is going to suffer, then in a chanami, we should stay where we are, or we should pick a place in Chutz La'aretz that will be most successful and nourish our ability to do Avodas Hashem. Kidichsiv, like the pasuk says, make me a Migdash and I will dwell amongst them. And here's the key words. Uperishu Chazal, it doesn't say B'saychoi, it doesn't say I'm going to dwell in it, meaning let them come to the Mishkan, but rather Ella B'saycham, I'm going to dwell amongst them, meaning where? Amongst the people. The people is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. And wherever the people are, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come. The sanctuary of Hashem is they, meaning the people. Wherever the people are, that's where Hashem comes. Praiseworthy is the person who makes a dwelling place for the Shekhinah in his heart. Even in a person's heart, a person can make a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zohar calls that extremely praiseworthy. Now, here's the third and final idea, which is that as a person gets older, a person should consider potentially moving to Eretz Yisrael, let's say when you are retire. So he says, V'al kol panim le'isik nasei, in any event, when a person gets older, es l'chenena ala neshama, it's time to favor the neshama. It's time to think about more important things than how much money you're going to make. You're already retired. How much money you're going to leave over for the kids. That should be less on your radar, and rather, you should focus on how am I going to return this pikadon to Hashem, in what condition. To that end, any ability that a person has, yase he should do, to go up to the Makom HaMizbeach, meaning to move to Eretz Yisrael, and specifically, to make Aliyah to Yerushalayim. And he says, at the very least, there a person should die, and shamtei kfurasai, and there a person should be buried. So even if you pass away in Chutz La'aretz, a person should ideally be buried in Eretz Yisrael. V'ha'yisa kavod menuchasai, it will be a kavod for your soul. Al zayis yispalel kol yemei hayoyisai, for this schus one should daven all day. K'mayimer David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, achas me'alti me'es Hashem, that I one thing I ask of Hashem is lachzayis b'noyim Hashem, to behold the sweetness of Hashem, ulevaker b'heichaloi. Ula Yishma Hashem Bekoilai. If one prays for this constantly, Hashem will listen to his call. So it's very strong words about at least being buried in Eretz Yisrael. But again, there always is a asterisk that we have to put on these things, which is that there's also a benefit to the neshama that people, descendants, children, Avelim, will be able to come and daven, right? And that's why we put up a tzion. We put up a tzion so that the nifter should not be forgotten. And if people will be able to visit in Chutz La'aretz more easily than they will in Eretz Yisrael, so then there is still a reason to be buried in Chutz La'aretz. As we know, many, many Gedolim were buried in Chutz La'aretz for this reason, that their Talmidim, their Chasidim, should be able to come and be able to be mispalel by them. And so for that reason, there's always a balance that has to happen between being buried in Eretz Yisrael and the kavod that that is to the neshama, but also for there being a place where the tzion is not forgotten, where there are descendants that are still coming to give honor to the Nifter, to daven by the Nifter. So that always has to be balanced out between being buried in Chutz La'aretz, being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So three topics here we have. Number one, where to live, who to live next to. Pick your neighbors very, very selectively. Number two, or in some cases, tzvi, it might be too late, but you tried. Number two is sometimes move in after you, so you don't have a choice. Number two is ideally Eretz Yisrael, but really the point is wherever your greatest ability to do Avodas Hashem will be. And number three is at the very least, look for to retire in Eretz Yisrael, ideally Yerushalayim, and to be buried there.